Let us begin in silence as we find ourselves before Him. Our gracious and loving God, before You we have come with needs and concerns, great and small, spoken and unspoken, written and unwritten, silently held within our hearts, on our minds. And Father, we lift them all before You today as prayers of intercession, knowing that You always hear us when we pray. And Father, as we offer these prayers and petitions before You, we also pray for ourselves and one another, that we would be faithful to You, seeking forgiveness for our sins and that which has not been done as it should be or has been left undone. For the call not answered, the call not taken, the voice not shared, the hope not offered, the smile retained, or the forgiveness ungiven. Father, we seek forgiveness for our sins, but Father, we need strength to forgive others. To forgive others when they don't do as we think they should. And Father, realize that maybe it's working out. And Father, as we seek to forgive and to be forgiven, let us seek a greater than to forgive and for be forgiven, but to love as we have been loved, to share in grace and to share in mercy. And Father, to realize that each one of us are in a different place on this journey, and that we're on the journey together, but we're going at different speeds, and we see things at different ways, and through different lenses, and through different experiences. But Father, at the same time, You are one God, in all, through all, and in us all, and Your Spirit is one within each one of us, and You are working in us to accomplish Your will, and to accomplish Your purpose. So Father, let us be millable and usable, teachable and meek, that we would hear, that we would listen, and that we would follow. And Father, as we continue our prayers, we pray for our church. We're not talking about building and structure, but hearts and lives. For Father, the church is called to reach out and to make disciples, not to be a warehouse or to be some kind of monument, but to be a living, working facility from within its walls, that others would be touched, that lives would be changed, that people would come to know and grow in the relationship with Christ. Help us to be that church You would call us to be in this community, to hold on to what you are calling us to be, and to share that in this community by Your will and through Your grace. And Father, we pray the same prayer for other churches in our community. But Father, we also pray that there would be an ecumenical outreach among the churches that would bridge the denominations in the name of Jesus Christ, and that people would hear the good news spread, shared, enjoyed, and lived out in community. And Father, we pray for other churches around the world. We pray for the leaders of our country. We pray for leaders around the world. Father, we pray for peace where there is war. We pray for freedom where there is oppression. We pray that Your grace may abound, that Your love may touch. We pray for those who are shut-ins in their own homes. Father, those in hospitals and care facilities. We pray for traveling mercies as we come into this season of summer and as people travel. We're reminded as we drive through the different states of the lives that have already been lost, in every state. And Father, we pray for those families and the communities from which they come. And now would You hear us as we join our hearts and voices to pray, as You taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.